This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're joined right now, fantasy football NFL analyst for CBS Sports. So make sure to check out CBSSports.com and CBS Sports HQ for all your NFL coverage throughout the course of training camps. And Jamie Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. A lot of interesting storylines across camps as they get going. For the fantasy player, as we inch closer and closer here to drafts going on, and you know, pre-games, we're going to get to all the preseason action getting going here, Jamie. What are some for the fantasy football player? What are the interesting top three storylines that you're following?
Well, I think you're looking at the rookie running backs. That's obviously a big storyline, you know, every year when you get, you know, high profile players. Starts with Saquon Barkley clearly, and goes all the way through to, probably guys like Nick Chubb and Sony Michel, the Georgia duo, and how they'll fit in with their respective teams. Darius Geis, Rashad Penny, that Seattle situation is getting a little bit murky because of the Chris Carson, hype that Pete Carroll's been heaping upon him, but, you know, the running backs are always popular. Clearly the quarterback injuries and the guys coming back, you know, starting with Andrew Luck, you have Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson, you know, three guys that I have ranked in my top 10. I hope they will finish in that regard. But obviously, you know, you look at the quarterback position and clearly those are some prominent names. And, you know, then it's can the guys who were successful last year do it again? Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott coming back after the six-game suspension, and David Johnson, you know, he was so amazing in 2016, broke his wrist in that first game last year. If he's back to form, that's a 2,000 total yard guy that can get you 20 touchdowns, as we saw 2 years ago.
Hey, so Jamie, well said, and that's cool, man. If we circle back to Saquon Barkley, so what round would you be comfortable taking him? Like, if you're giving me some, I'm a fantasy football guy, not an expert. I just have fun doing it. I'm like a casual guy who does it, you know. But so what round, man? Give me some advice on this. Where should I be comfortable, or where are you comfortable taking him?
Yeah, it's not a round, it's a spot, because he's going in the first round.
You know, I don't think
you're
going to
get away from him getting out of that first round, given what his pedigree is and potential. And, you know, the cool thing about it is if you just look at track record of the guys who were drafted in the first spot at the running back position the last 3 years, Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott, and Leonard Fournette, they all finished as top 10 running backs. And so Barkley, to me, is the fifth running back off the board. I'm overly optimistic, but I don't think you're going to see him go past 8 or 9. In terms of the running back position. So he's a first-round pick.
Okay.
Probably going anywhere between 8 and 10. And I think the draft spot is worth it, because I like the upgrades on the offensive line for the Giants. I think their offense will bounce back in a big way with the healthy Odell Beckham. And Barkley, I think, is going to be as advertised and produce at a high level.
Jamie, when you get into these drafts, it's oftentimes what guy don't you draft that ends up having a disappointing year. What about concern level? Is there a couple players that you think are going to go high in a draft, or are going high in fantasy drafts that you're concerned that their production may take a dip this year?
Yeah, I mean, before the off-field situation that may or may not be LeSean McCoy may or may not be involved with, he has just a lot of red flags for me. Age for running back, he's 30. Wear and tear. He's got over 2,000 carries, 2,500 total yards, total touches, excuse me. Wear and tear is going to become an issue. The Bills lost three offensive linemen. You know, that's a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, the fact that they were really good running the ball last year, but, you know, you take three guys off the line, and that's always tough. Quarterback is going to be new, you know, so, you know, whether it's A.J. McCarron or the rookie Josh Allen, you know, that's a learning curve. And the receiving core is bad. So it's just all the way around bad news for me with McCoy. He's going in the second round right now. I'm assuming that'll dip to the third round, but even then, that's too rich for me. Tyreek Hill is a fantastic athlete, fantastic player, and has produced, you know, great numbers over his first 2 years. But new quarterback for the Chiefs, in addition at the receiving core with Sammy Watkins, so that's going to take away some targets. So I think, you know, Tyreek Hill's another guy that's going a little bit too soon. And then while I talked about Carson Wentz being in my top 10, you know, he still has to prove that he's back from that knee injury. But the loss of Alshon Jeffrey for any time during the season, if that shoulder is a problem, that could be a problem, you know, for drafting Carson Wentz. But right now, he's going in the fifth round, and that's, again, just too soon for me.
Hey, Jamie, so what's the biggest mistake people make during a draft in your experience?
Well, I think it's just falling for names. You know, again, we just talked about, you know, two guys in particular. You know, Wentz is, you know, even though he didn't win the Super Bowl, he was a big part of it.
Well, of course, yeah.
And then you have, you know, LeSean McCoy obviously being, you know, one of the best running backs of the last 10 years. You just fall for those names, you know, and don't look at some of the potential pitfalls. I like to think that's why people come to us and, you know, try and get, you know, some of those details. But, you know, it's just always overlooking, you know, just what changes year over year. And there obviously going to be a lot of changes typically that happen.
You know, a big talking point over the last year has been surrounding, in the National Football League circles, has been surrounding the star quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, Jamie. How do you handle Andrew Luck?
Well, I think you got to be excited about the, you know, way that he's looked so far in training camp. You know, I think the nice thing about quarterback, and, you know, this ties in with Wentz and Watson also, you know, you can extend it to Garoppolo and Patrick Mahomes, the two guys that have a lot of hype but are unproven. It's a deep position. And so, you know, you could draft Andrew Luck, and I'm hopeful, you know, that we get the guy from the 2014 season who was the number one fantasy quarterback. But if he's right, you know, with that offensive line being better, you know, hopefully at least getting some help for T.Y. Hilton. So I think you're going to see Andrew Luck bounce back in a big way. So I'm continuing to move him up my draft board. He's a number seven right now. Could creep back into that top five also.
Speaking of quarterbacks, so, like, what do you think, man, on all these rookie quarterbacks? I mean, you know, several of them aren't going to – you know, a lot of them have hype, obviously, right? But several of them aren't going to start. So, like, the Browns basically are saying that Tyrod Taylor is going to start and, you know, not Baker Mayfield. So what do you think, man? Which rookie quarterback, Jamie, would you think has a good impact in fantasy football this year?
Well, I think you're looking at to me, it's Josh Rosen, if you're just looking for a one-year situation.
Right.
If you're talking about, you know, over the course of, you know, who is going to have the, you know, biggest, you know, highs and lows from a game-to-game standpoint, probably Baker Mayfield, but it doesn't seem like those guys are going to start right away. And so I think you're looking at, you know, Lamar Jackson and Mayfield as two guys that could be, you know, hopefully, you know, big impact players down the road.
Jamie, let's head out to Oakland here. Gruden now in the fold. How do you handle the key offensive players for the Raiders?
And I'm sorry, guys, I have to go out to this question. We're just doing a live here. But I think you look at hopefully Marshawn Lynch still getting one more season of good production, but the Doug Martin news is making me a little bit nervous to even want to touch any of those guys. The only one I really love, to be honest with you, is Amari Cooper. You know, just because I think what John Gruden has said and what's happening with that team, that he'll bounce back and, you know, play much better than what we saw last year. What he produced in his first 2 years, I think, will be the best situation for him, especially with Derek Carr now healthy after that back injury last year and coming off the leg problem.
All right, Jamie.
Thanks,
good
man.
Luck with the live hit. We appreciate it. All right, bud.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.